Om Sai Ram. May Baba give the divine energy to one and all, which helps the devotees immensely. Today, I have come up with a beautiful instance from the book Sai at 366, the happening on 19th July, which talks about another diary. Srimati Vimala Sharma translated in Telugu some parts of the diary of Sri Ganesh Krishna Kapade, particularly those referred to Sai Baba in the past. In that diary, the incidents were date-wise tabulated. Sai Baba's devotee Sri Kaka Saheb Dikshit's diary was released on July 19th, year 2016, on a Guru Purnima day. It was written by Sri Parna Vijaya Kishore. In this diary, the story of Sri Hari Sita Ram alias Sri Kaka Saheb Dikshit was given in a detailed and authoritative form by Vijay Kishore. After the moment of Sri Kaka Saheb Dikshit has become closer to Sai Baba, the experiences Sai Baba has given to other devotees, miracles, divine experiences collected, was written as a diary. Not only that, the letter written by many devotees to him, incidents seen personally collected, securely kept by Kaka Saheb. In one word, these were all the gist of miracles of Sai Baba. That was ocean of Sai Baba. There were some incidents that appeared in Sri Sai Satcharitra as well. One can compare this with the devotees' experiences collected by Sri B. V. Narasimha Swamiji. Sai Baba's words were verbatim in this diary. On some of these occasions, Kaka Dikshit has written commentary on some of them. That was another speciality of this diary. The experiences were given by Sai Baba, that is in Marathi, Maharajanche Anubhav, the manner in which Sai Baba thought, that is Maharajanche Bodh Paddhati, the words of Sai Baba, that is Babanche Bol, were some parts of the Dikshit diary. It was translated into Telugu for the first time, says Vijay Kishore. This Dikshit diary was not available in any language, in any form, to Sai Baba's devotees. It was His grace that this diary was available in Telugu for the first time, says Sri Vijay Kishore. This diary attracted devotees' mind much. Third edition of it was already published. Why? Because not only the contents therein, but the style of translation into Telugu by Vijay Kishore was also one of the reasons. Let us all think the book as wisdom of knowledge and pick up the jewels from it. Bhakti Shri Sai, peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.